Eto na ang tala kayong magbibigay linaw at kabuluhan sa mga isyong may kinalaman sa teknolohiya. Talakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang, kundi kaalamang nilalapit sa bayan.
Isang magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Natanong kami sa isang episode ng Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang,
kundi kaalamang
inilalapit sa bayan.
Ako po si Joy.
Ako po si Trixie.
And ako naman si Dree.
Nag-fart yung microphone. Okay. Fart sound.
In-adjust lang. In-adjust
lang
po
yun. Fart? Are we allowed?
Fart is...
Because it's a bodily function. Okay. I-review ko ngayon last week kasi lagi natin nakakalimutan ko. Ayun, nag-usapan natin last week.
Ayun, wala ako. Explain nyo sa akin.
Nakalimutan ko.
IT news.
Some IT news, yeah, out there.
Relevant news.
Relevant news that
week.
You have to know.
Wait lang. Sige, mag-chika muna. I-research ko lang sa
day. I think we remember... We talked about,
wow, may naalala si G. Amazeballs.
3G, 4G. Ay, nandang time natin yun. Weeks ago yun.
Nakakainis.
Hindi. Well, alala ko yung pinag-usapan natin nung, yung social media, status.
Ayan.
In the Philippines.
Oo.
Ranking.
Okay. Tayo yung, number one sa most time spent in social media.
Which is
I don't know
surprising.
If it's a good thing.
It depends. Ito, nakita ko na yung show.
Depende nga, di ba? Kung dahil ba matagal yung ating internet, kaya ang tagal mong naglulungkot.
Totoo.
Or talagang we have the luxury of time. I don't know. Wow. Kasi sa Japan, sila yung isa sa mga pinakababa. Mababa. Mga 40 minutes lang ata per day.
Tsaka yan So, I guess, aside from speed of internet and yung dami natin ng time, ano ba yung values ng mga tao natin? Diba? So, feeling ko, when you said na, kasi sa Japan, 40 minutes lang, they're not
yun nga,
overly concerned with the business of other people.
Mabilis siya, tsaka hindi rin sila, yun nga, again.
Parang keb sila. They're more focused on just doing what they need to do. Imbis na nakikichika minutes sila sa buhay ng ibang tao.
Culture.
Yes. Yeah, tayo kasi we're so friendly. And we're so we're the type of culture na if we see something, ma-detect tayo na medyo may off dun sa post. Okay ka lang. So chikahin mo na, 'di ba? So wala na, tatlong oras na 'yung nasunog sa iyo. Mm-hmm. 'Yan lang. Okay. Tagal mag-load.
Akala ko okay.
Slowest 3G speeds. Nag-load na 'yun nga. So 'yun nga, pag-usapan natin is last week, 'yung speed naman mismo ng 3G to at 4G. Mm. Now while it has greatly improved, it's still below average.
4G is LTE, 'di ba?
Yes.
Is it LTE is a brand. Parang pangalan lang.
Branding.
Siya. Branding siya.
Oo. Kasi walang LTE sa Singapore, walang LTE.
Parang it's 4G but it's called LTE by
locally only.
Uh-oh.
We can clarify that soon. So, yeah, as far as we know at baka may alam namin. Yun nga, ganoon nga kasi nga sa ibang bansa wala namang LTE, mm-hmm. 'di ba? Okay, and then sa baba, ang pinakamabilis Singapore.
Singapore. Mm-hmm.
Pagdating diyan. At least in our region. Mm-hmm. And then we also talked about I don't think this but ano bang date last Friday? Nakalimutan ko. Last Friday was 16 ba? Mm-hmm. Do you know the date?
LTE pala is a 4G mobile communications standard.
Oh, standard din naman pala.
Long-term evolution.
Pero yun yung meaning. Long-term
evolution.
Intense.
So, hindi lang siya sa Philippines.
Okay. We discussed pala. We discussed pala. We also discussed.
Pala do.
yung mga gawaing Russian.
Zdravstvuyte, priyet.
Nax!
Uy, meron akong mag-Russian.
Tapos si Joy sa Russia.
Din diba, tri, chitiri, kiat, chest,
Anastasia, Rasputin, yun alam ko eh. Dasvidanya, your majesty.
Ano favorite mong R of the day?
Ano?
Russia.
Kung sino po, i-bash si G, so napaka-corny ng joke, pwede mo mag-text 0927-220-8332 at pwede rin kayong tumawag sa 503-828 para lang masigawan si G, 503-828. Sobrang corny po
ng joke. I'll be here all week. Thank you very much.
Okay. We also talked about...
Speaking of Russia.
Why?
Wala lang kasi rin ako ng Running Man.
Oh.
Tapos ang tanong dun sa quiz ay... Saan gaganapin ang World Cup 2018?
Oh, Russia ba?
Sa Russia.
Ooh. Okay, ano yung Running Man, Joy?
Running Man is a show.
Kaya mo explain ko ano yung Running Man.
Para po siya, may games siya.
Yeah. Game show, pang celebrity ba to?
Show.
It's a South
Korea po to,
it's a variety celebrity show. Uh-huh. Parang may isang group na sila lang yung regular
cast members
cast
ng show.
Members
and then
show,
laging
and
may
they invite
guests.
Uh-huh. Guests.
Think of Showtime or Eat Bulaga, we can say that.
Or what? Showtime Eat Bulaga na may Takeshi's Castle.
Pero wala lang sila. Showtime Eat Bulaga / Takeshi's Castle.
At hindi lang sila sa isang lugar, sa isang studio, parang kung saan-saan sila napapadala. Uh-oh.
Kasi parang finifeature nila yung mga tourist spots sa Korea.
Yes. Sana magkaroon din tayo.
Yes,
ano?
Philippines, let's go!
Oh, speaking let's of tourist this. Spots, yeah. Yeah. Nakip so kami gin video na
Ang galing nun. Kung sino ka man nakapag-isip niyan or sino kayo, very good.
Ang galing nun.
No words. No words.
Na-ship ko si Kuya tsaka si Ate.
Ay, true. Cute.
Sobrang cute ni Ate.
Cute.
Anyway,
super cute.
Last week pa, catch up lang, yung call for social media policy input ng gobyerno. Okay. So, how do government entities, employees use official social media accounts of their departments, their institutes, ganun. So, magkakaroon ng parang guidelines. Maybe. Kung anong pwedeng i-tweet, paano ka pwede maging involved? Kasi nga, when you're part of government, hindi ka private entity, which is why I found that Kamigin video so innovative. Tama ba yun? Kasi, hindi siya, how do I say this? Wala siyang freedoms that private companies have when they are thinking creatively. On their marketing materials. Yung Kamigin video, it's tasteful within the parameters of what government...
Oh, wait, sorry. Ay, hindi alam yung background sa Kamigin video,
actually. Hindi, it's...
Sino gumawa nun?
It's an initiative of their local government. Diba?
Okay.
So,
kasi parang kapag private, parang may certain... hindi ko mo pwedeng ma-offend si ganito.
Hindi, pag ganito. Private pwede nga.
Oo nga.
Kasi private ka eh. Yeah. Diba? Yung, if you're part of a government agency or a government entity, you have to be careful about what you say and what you spread.
Okay.
Lalo na kasi, hindi ka pwedeng magpakita ng sobrang, do we say, bias or something about particular things that favor only your side. Magkakaroon nga ng ganung rules when it comes to social media, ano lang yung pwede lang i-reshare, retweet, ganyan.
Okay, so dapat inclusive sa lahat ng...
Yun. At saka yun nga, as the person handling social media outlets, for example, hindi ka rin pwede mag-posit ng opinion mo using the social media account of the institute or the government entity. Diba? So, may feeling si Joy. So, yun yung mga bagay na pinag-usapan natin last week. O yun. And also, meron tayong mabilis na discussion about the security flaw in Wi-Fi connections na ina-address naman. So, may nakahanap ng hack. Sa mismong, as far as I remember, yung hardware mismo, yung signals that they produce. And yun nga, dahan-dahan naman, hindi siya binlow up kasi may solution naman. May feeling si Jay about it. We'll ask his feelings later. About his feelings later. Yun. So, ingat-ingat lang. Remember to change your passwords regularly. Huwag iwang nakabukas ang internet nyo. Lalo na kung aalis kayo ng bahay ng matagal na panahon.
Yep.
Patayin nyo po
off
yan.
Off na lang.
Oo. Off. Aside from the kuryente issue. Okay, so today, we have a few fun things to discuss. O, nakatutuwa tayo na nakabalik po si Joy. Welcome back, Joy. At si G. Nakaabot si G. At ako tawa kanina kasi baka ka mamonolog din ako parang ikaw. Kasi wala pa siya. So medyo kinabahan ako.
Nauna nga kami. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Paglabas ko, kita ko si G. So, kailangan ko pumunta.
Excellent. Anyway, yon ang up next natin ngayon ay mga salitaan. Pag-usap natin ang salitaan. Sorry. Direct translation.
Pag-usapan
ay mga drones.
Ano ba yung drones?
Oo. Also, kung paano sila ginagamit ng gobyerno natin ngayon.
Ano ba
palapit ka sa akin? Your drone to her. Ah!
Oh, no!
Nakakainis!
No!
love it.
Oh, meron na kaming dalawa.
Okay, so I kung may complaints it. Kayo ulit, tawag kayo sa 0927-220-8332 or sa 503-8288. Pwede kayo mag-complain sa mga jokes namin sa Twitter, twitter.com/italakayan. At sa Facebook namin, facebook.com/italakayan. Lagay po kayo ng complaints. Ang corny ng joke niyo, mga ganon. Or kung gusto niyo po mag-share ng joke din, IT jokes preferred, why not? Diba? Share kayo.
Pick-up line yan.
Okay yan, drone.
Ha? Ah, sige. Pag-isala ng pick-up line. Aside from the drones, kung may mga budding hackers dito, white hat hackers, yeah, which are people who are good hacking for the good of mankind. We'll talk about some new bounty programs for bugs. Mm-hmm. Also, marami ngayong lumalabas na series. May labas ngayon na series today, October 27. Oh, yeah. May dump ngayon sa Netflix na series. It's coming out today. So,
is it out na?
I haven't checked yet. Okay. I'll check later.
Makababalaghan.
Nakapagtataka. Basta yun. So, pero, we're going to be talking about... we'll discuss the wording later. we'll be talking about yung mga bagong TVs kasi ngayon, they give you an immersive experience, yes, when watching it, right? Yes, so, yes. We'll talk about some of the... things going on with digital media formats, ganyan. I'm sure it's also important for people who want to get into careers like YouTube blogger. Okay. Why not? It's a real career. And also connected to Russia before we go on a break. Merong ano Twitter Russia news tayo for later. Okay. And then also something about what we call a probabot. Ano yung probabot? Probably it's a bot. Okay. So, pwede kayo mag-complain. Twitter.com/italakayan.
Konti pa.
Di pa ganun ka.
Di ako nainis eh. Okay. Lang nainis ako eh.
Saktong inis lang.
It's probably a bot.
Saktong inis lang. Okay. Pasok ko tayo sa una na ding break. Binibining Dioy.
Okay. Ang oras po ay 16 na minuto. Makalipas ang 5 ng hapon ng DZUP 1602 ay kasapin ng KBPO. Kapisan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Overthink on! Revealan na to!
Dumaan yung
PSO. Sabi ko na yung
PSO. Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo na lang ito. Gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang daw.
Huwag mo siya lang ng maraming PSA. Ang dami akong naisip.
Nagsusundutan
lang tayo dito.
Tropang Radio!
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio. 7 to 8 p.m. mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Mga kasali, hinihikayat tayo ng UP Diliman Institute for Small-Scale Industries na magsumite ng inyong paper abstracts kaugnay sa Darausing 2018 MSME Conference na may temang MSME and Nation Building. Maaring umikot sa mga sumusunod na paksang ipapasang papel: entrepreneurship education, enterprise development, micro, small and medium enterprises o MSME, startups at technology and innovation. Ipadala lamang sa isasaya.research@upd.edu.ph na may subject na MSMEs Conference sa mga paper abstract bagong October 31, 2017. Hatid ito sa inyo ng UP Institute for Small-Scale Industries sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Maya added the photo on the album, Vegan.
Like!
Patty is feeling beautiful today.
Share!
Anna is in a relationship.
Like,
share,
comment,
like,
share,
comment,
like,
share,
comment,
like, share,
comment.
Ehem, ehem. Huwag bastang maniwala sa nakikita sa social media. Maging mapanuri ng hindi maloko sa internet. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Italakayan!
At kami po ay nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang.
Kundi ka alamang.
Inialapit sa bayan.
Ako po si Joy.
Ako po si Trixie.
Si
alright. Okay, so yun nga.
Drone!
Ano, nakaisip ka ba?
Drone ka ba?
Bakit?
kasi.
Hindi.
Literally.
Oh, no. I'm drone to you. Because I'm drone closer to you.
I'm drone.
Drone. Dapat parang drone. Hindi siya drawn na ano.
Scenery. Kasi I'm drone to you.
Something about drones. Something about parang drones.
Okay. Drawing so, closer, drawing closer.
Okay. Kung sino po makapag-send sa amin ng epic drone pickup line. Pickup line that uses the word drone.
Yeah. And I like, drone. If I like
and
it.
And G likes it. Bibigyan
I'm going
G.
On a date. Ay, sorry.
The date kay ni G? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, gusto niyo pumasok po sa contest na ito, impromptu contest, 0927-220-8332. Also, you can tweet us to twitter.com/italayan. Your best joke. Your best pickup line involving the word drone.
But why are we talking about drone?
Ano kasi ba yung po, drone?
Kasi ano ba? So, na-excite ako masyado. Ano nga ba ang drone, G?
Ito yung mga pinalipad ni Lady Gaga.
Ah, yeah. Football to, no? Uh-huh. Parang Super Bowl.
Ito basically yung mga nauso ngayon na ano.
Mm-hmm. Mga pinapalipad. Yeah. Tapos may camera. May kemerot.
Yes.
Kemerot ang camera?
Kemerot.
Distract ako ng konti. Anyway.
Oh, keyword for camera.
Yun nga yung kemerot. Difference ng drone. Sa ano sa remote control toys. Yes. Kasi may remote control helicopter, airplane, yeah. Ganyan. Mm. Ang difference po ng drone is most of the time, meron siyang attached device.
Yes.
Or built-in.
Could be a camera or other devices na provides imagery location.
Yes.
Ganon. So, doon siya ginagamit. Meron nga mga drone na ginagamit pang deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yung mga delivery drones.
Yeah.
Parang medyo cool. Cool yeah. Slash dangerous.
Yeah.
Oo. It will work in a country that follows rules.
Yes. Yung mga walang mag-attempt na mag-shoot down ng drone para makuha yung package.
Parts.
Or yung parts of the drone itself.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is similar if ever, segue lang. Nakwento ko sa inyo dati. Sa Singapore, mayroon silang program called parang Mobike.
Mm-hmm. Mobike.
So, yung Mobike na yon, mag-sign up ka, it's free, mm-hmm. pero meron kang deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Deposit mo mga 2,000 pesos.
Okay.
But it's a deposit. It will go back to you. Pero you sign up, you deposit 2,000 pesos, and then you have an app. And then, pag nakita ka ng Mobike sa kalye, pwede mo sakyan.
Oh.
Ah, cute.
Anywhere.
Para
so, may mga
Uber.
Mobike.
Bike sharing.
Oh, may app, and then you're gonna scan something with the bike. And then, sa'yo na nakatag yung bike.
That's cool.
Yun. Mm. So, kumwari, galing kang train stations, paglabas mo ng stasyon, may bike sa labas. Pwede mo i-scan sa'yo yun, sa'yo na yung data. You ride the bike home, leave it in front of your house.
Ah, wala, hindi kailangan parang nasa station
no,
something.
No, you ride it wherever you're going. And then leave it in front. Basta,
so, pa nagmamadali ka na, huwi mo na.
Oh, pwede. Important lang is you leave it in the place na
nakikita
public.
Ng tao.
Okay.
Na hindi kailangan pumasok ng gate. Hindi pwede uwi. Parang ganon. So, anong sabihin
mo? Ano yun? Nalalock yung bike. Para kunyari, if you don't have the deposit, you don't have the app, hindi mo magagamit dapat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Natitrace nila yung location.
May location and then may mechanism siya
so
para.
So, pag umandar, alam nung computer na umaandar.
Yeah, okay,
so,
okay.
Dapat na may nakatag na user.
No, that's nice.
Parang ganon.
Mm.
So, parang get it, unlock it, leave it, lock it. And then, they have ways to know kung nanakaw siya or dismantle siya. Parang sensors maybe. I don't know. Basta it's very monitored.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That people wouldn't really attempt.
And kamusta yung ano? Would you know yung usage? I mean,
daming gumagamit.
Well, kasi sa kung saan kami tumitira when we're there, laging merong bike sa tapat ng bahay namin. Yung kapitbahay namin laging ginagamit. Papuntang
technically pwede mo agawin yun the following.
Kung meron kang app. Yeah. Kung meron akong app, I can steal the bike. I mean, I can use the bike. Not steal.
No!
I mean, anybody going to Singapore can do it or for the citizens lang.
Hindi, you sign up, pay.
Ah, you pay.
Oo, it's an app. Diba?
And then you get it back naman kapag
afterwards.
Nice to
how do they earn though? It's not.
It's public service, right?
The deposit is parang ano in case mawala, madamage.
Zira. Oh, exactly.
That's nice.
Kagano ba sa atin yon? Not yet, I think.
We'll see. Soon. Ano ba ng ginagawa ng DPWH?
So ito yung drone use nila ay para dun sa pag-monitor ng mga projects.
Oh.
So DPWH, Department of what? Public Works and Highways. Yes. Elementary school, they're transitioning to a new monitoring system which aims to use technology to track the accomplishment of public works and infrastructure. Kasi di ba maraming yung budget dito, budget dyan. Biglang pagdating mo sa site, anong nangyari? Ba't talahiban pa rin to? Yeah. May mga ganong pa-effect sila. Okay. Sabi ni DPWH Secretary Mark Filiar, the department will take advantage of these drones and satellite technology and geotagging to counter these ghost projects.
That's right.
Yun. So, sabi niya nung October 10 lang to, the drones are already being used in monitoring the project accomplishment of regional projects. We are now mandating our district offices to adopt the same technology. This, a drone would cost you, with the one we used, para lang mag-shooting-shooting kami. Drone shoot ng campus. Para lang makita natin kung gano'ng kaganda yung ano natin. Ang presyo daw nun is between 30 to
35,000.
Okay. Oo, maliit lang siya. Yeah. Ano, very lightweight.
With the camera na.
Well, ano, I can't remember the brand. I don't even think I can say the brand. Okay. Pero maliit lang siya. It's good quality. Mm-hmm. Hindi siya plasticky na ano.
Mabigat.
Hindi siya mabigat. Pero hindi siya mukhang cheap. Mm-hmm. Niche, it didn't feel cheap.
So, nasa 30,000-35,000.
Oo, yung gano'n.
Usually, when you buy a phone, mayroon pang maintenance yan. You have to pay.
I don't think so.
Hindi naman. Anasa lang na masira siya talaga. Oh,
pero physical otherwise, maintenance or software?
Physical maintenance. Yan is something that you have to pay for.
I don't think so. I think you have to just put it in service.
So, more or less, ano man lang talaga, ilalabas mo lang is 35.
Yeah. In comparison to what?
Hindi, wala lang. Kasi kung
parang
lumalaki ba yung cost
mo.
I mean, kasi kung gagamitin niya ng government, if they will be buying
feeling
their
ko,
own
liliit
drones.
Na liliit ang presyo niyan eh. Depreciation kind of ano item. Pero yun, so it has cameras already. It can stay in the air for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. It can go up as high as, ano ba, ilang kilometro ba? Basta mataas. Higher than the highest building in the area.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, it's so high, hindi namin siya makita. Mm. Parang ganun. And then, yun, for that amount, 2 battery packs. How long do you need to monitor anyway, diba? Mm-hmm. So you just arrive, you raise it up, and then ano.
Ang ginagawa lang yun, isang pasada lang, take pictures, tapos may software na sila to stitch them together.
And then, yun nga, it has some sort of GPS.
Yeah.
Okay. I almost said GPRS. That's it. GPS, so Global Positioning System, right? So alam kung yung project si project ay sinabing nandito naka-locate sa gantong address, they can find it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Umanda kayo. So kaya nila mahanap 'yon. At okay. pati yung ano ba to? Even siguro mga small projects.
Yeah, mga roadworks.
Oo, 'di ba? Yung sa kalye-kalye.
Kung gano'ng katagal na rin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tsaka yung quality. Kasi it could be happening, yes. Pero yung itsura.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang anong ginamit dyan, talahib, para gumawa ng bridge na yan.
True. Mm-hmm.
So, pwede lang gawin yon. Sabi ni Villar, all our regional and district offices are now transitioning to the system. The project and contract management procedures and application, which would have built-in geotagging feature. Mm-hmm. When we finish the transition this year, we expect to detect any ghost project in real time. Yun. So, it's expected to be completed within the year, allowing for geographic identification of photos. So, when they take the picture, alam na kung nasan yun, videos and other posts. Siguro, they can even use this, they can require contractors to have this drone.
Mm-hmm.
Send proof.
Mm-hmm.
Weekly.
Okay.
Ano nangyayari? Mm-hmm. Weekly, merong progress. Mm-hmm. Diba? So, that's kind of cool. Tapos, Before contractor claims can be processed, we would now need to submit geotagged photos as well as geographic-based status report. When we lessen discretion, we eliminate corruption. The use of technology would serve as a strong deterrent against any possible future anomalies.
Yes.
Yun. Okay, so congrats. Good luck. Good luck sa DPWH. In those. Ano ba bang pwedeng use ng drones in our current society?
Sa pag mga
giving aid.
Ano, tragedies. Ay, pag may mga tragedy tuloy. Ano,
tragedy!
Natural
disasters.
They use it to assess yung damage. They fly, and I know a company kasi that they sila yung first parang local Filipino company na actively uses the drones. Tapos talagang kinuha sila nung typhoon, I think 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To ano nga. Tapos, ayun, mabilis nakuha na ano nila.
Na-assess nila kung ano nangyari.
Kasi makakapagbigay ka lang ng relief kung alam mo kung gano'n nga baka lala yung
tsaka minsan, di ba, yun nga, if you're gonna be bringing in supplies, yeah, pero yung area pala na kung saan magdala ng supplies, hindi pa
din landingan. Passable.
Mm-hmm. Or hindi pa din kahit helicopter, hindi, hindi kaya landingan kasi it needs a safe place to land.
That's right.
At least you can send an advance party in the form of a drone,
yeah,
mm-hmm, and then check out the place, yeah, kung saan.
Or use a drone to bring the
yeah, yeah. Hindi ko kasi pa alam ngayon kung gano'ng kalaki o anong weight,
kung kayang buhatin.
But posible yun.
Possible, yeah. May mga,
yung drone na hindi, ano, yung drone na hindi tatlong helice, yung ginagamit
yung
na pang
plane talaga,
oh,
na yung
tura. Yun, pwede yun.
Malaki, unmanned laki. Aircraft na yung tawag.
Yung pang-assassinate. Joke! Yeah, yeah. No, sa Born Legacy.
Another use na alam kong, yeah, ginagamit siya is, may parang if you want to find out kung kunyari have this huge land, gusto mo malaman kung ilang puno.
They can actually do that. The same
idea. Ang ginagawa kasi ng mga drone, picturean lang yan, shot after shot, stitch together using a, yeah, software, and then you can now use some other software to basically do image processing, yeah, para mabilang, yeah, yeah, niya kung ilang puno yun.
May friend ako na ganyan. Yeah, yeah. Pero nasira niya yung drone.
Oh no.
it was a faulty drone.
Ah, okay.
So, because of ano, configuration
niya. Sayang.
Yeah, mahal daw yun. Yeah. Pero okay, it's a drone's fault. Nasira, okay, lang. But,
okay, hopefully may warranty mo.
yeah, gobyerno
pero
ngayon.
Pero
yeah,
maraming use talaga.
How about sa pag-monitor ng crime?
Pwede din. I can... siguro in the future,
with,
parang
with the proper warrants?
I can... No, I mean, at least yung parang patrol.
Ah, patrol!
Yeah. Yeah, 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 I can imagine, yeah, in the future, di ba? Very parang Blade Runner effect tayo na may malumilipad lang ng drones.
I haven't seen it. Be quiet. No, there are many drone scenarios, yeah, sa SF. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay lang, I guess. Pero medyo...
surveillance.
Privacy lang.
Yeah. So, may rules din kasi how high a drone can be flown. Yeah, mga ganon. So, sa residential area, pwede ba? Pwede ba yan tumingin-tingin sa mga bintana? Yung mga ganon. May, yeah, may mga batas din about that.
Gusto ko may drone ako na parang, ano, parang Pokemon.
It flies with me. Selfie. Di ba may ganon?
Oh, that's picture nga.
Bye, may ganon.
Take a picture of me.
Pero ito parang, ito parang
pet.
Hindi nga virtual assistant. It's your assistant na that's parang.
Ah, parang sasabihin din niya sa iyo kung anong schedule mo for the day.
Yeah, lilipad lang kung ganon.
Tali yung book mo.
Take my OOTD. Tapos bilang lilipad na siya sa harap mo. Okay, sige. Go in my backpack na ganyan.
Parang it's a phone but it's flying.
Yeah.
And my Siri. Gawin mo yan. Start up idea, guys. Why not?
For sure, someone's already doing it.
Okay, yeah. Do it ASAP. Okay, mid-break. Ang oras po ay 28 minuto bago mag-alas 6 ng gabi. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP o kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Relativity, asperity, vorticity, hydraulics, oscillation, polarization. Naguguluhan? Itanong kay engineer ang lahat ng yan. Itanong kay engineer tuwing Lunes alas 4 ng hapon dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Nay, padagdag naman po ng baon .
Ito .
Tay, pabili po ng bagong sapatos.
Okay, anak.
Nay, kailangan ko rin po ng bagong damit.
Okay.
Kailanman hindi nagreklamo ang mga magulang mo sa pagbigay ng lahat ng iyong pangangailangan. Naalala mo ba kahit minsan na siya ay pasalamatan? Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
OMG! LOL! BRB!
Huwag hanggang social media lang ang pagiging social mo. Kung social ka online, pwede ding maging social sa totoong buhay.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Talakayan!
At kami po ay nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang.
Kundi kalamang nilalapit sa bayan.
Ako po si Trixie.
And ako naman si G.
Yes. Bye, Joy!
Bye! Nahuli pa eh.
Joy po muna ay mag-break for the last half of the show.
Alright!
Because of some pressing responsibilities.
Responsibilities.
Yeah, yeah. Ano pa ang responsibility natin, G?
Pag-usapan ang... ang pangit ang segue ko. Wala ako. Lumipad kasi ako ng upuan eh. So, nasira yung momentum ko.
Maghanap ng mga karumad-dumad.
Yes. Dapat, yeah.
We should be vigilant online.
Yes. Right? And Google is doing something.
Oo. This is just a quick, ano lang, a quick, hindi naman to, parang PSA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yung kung gusto niyo pong, may mga programmers tayo, mga friends natin, for example, they're trying to get their apps onto the Google Play Store.
Yes.
Alam ko lang na may konting difference ang QA ng Google versus iOS.
Because sa walang yung lack there. Wala po. Technically sa app sa iOS when you publish an application, dumadaan yan sa QA-ish ng Apple itself.
Mm-mm.
So mahabang proseso yan. It can take
Hindi instantaneous.
So whereas sa Google Pay, well, yun din naman yung maganda sa kanya, na when you publish an app,
agad-agad.
Ang aantayin mo lang is, kumbaga, parang nangyayari kasi dyan, you upload it, and then, it takes siguro an hour or two para ma-distribute yun sa mga servers nila.
Oh, distribution lang yung time frame.
Oh, distribution lang yun ang inaantay. Then, up na siya.
Oh.
So, kung meron mang issue, may problem man, malalaman mo na lang.
Pag nakuha mo na.
Yeah.
Mm. And also, if it's a dangerous type of app,
and yeah, yun
dun mo lang malalaman pag na-try mo na.
Kung ikaw yung user, ganyan.
Mm-hmm. Yun. So, meron ngayong bug bounty program. Ang target niya is popular.
Yes.
Sikat na sikat, third-party apps, no? Like Dropbox, Duolingo, Headspace,
lagi nagamit yung Duolingo before.
Line, Snapchat, and your favorite app.
Oh my God, Tinder! Pero nga may time kasi talaga na super buggy ng Tinder.
Oo.
Nakakaloka.
So, these applications, they volunteered to be part of this bug bounty program.
Oh, okay. You have to be part of it.
So, Google wants developers of popular third-party apps on Google Play to become more proactive in preventing their apps from having vulnerabilities.
Yes.
So, you opt in.
Yes.
Sali ka dito sa bagong service, which I guess kailangan magbayad ng konti kasi may babayaran mo yung mga
makahanap ng vulnerability.
The white hat hackers.
Yes.
Nagahanap ng vulnerability to tell you na may vulnerability para hindi ka ma-atake ng mga masamang loob na hackers.
Mm-hmm.
So to do this, the company has prepped a bug bounty program for hunting down, reporting, and patching bugs.
That's nice.
So incentivized siya, teaming up with independent bug bounty platform si HackerOne.
Okay.
Friend mo ba yon?
I don't know.
You don't know? Have you been hacked by him? But HackerOne kasi, I think naniligaw ako sa website nila before. Ayoko lang mag-stay na matagal kasi HackerOne.
Sabi naman.
Pero yun nga, sa HackerOne yet, if I remember correctly, they post places or sites wherein may premyo if you find a bug with the app or ganon. When you find something wrong and you fix it. In certain online platforms.
Sabi dito, it's a vulnerability coordination and bug bounty platform that connects businesses with cybersecurity researchers. So, para siyang LinkedIn for
hackers
sites and for white hat hackers.
Ah, yun. So, sabi ni Google, enable security researchers, they want to enable security researchers to submit an eligible vulnerability to participating developers. Who are the participating developers? Yung nga si na Dropbox, Duolingo, Headspace, Line, si Alibaba. Si Alibaba, guys, di ba na nito nung
yeah, si Jack Ma. Na may binanggit siya about, later siguro.
Yeah, so si Jack Ma nito nung week this week. Pero sabi nga nila, yun nga, the developers are listed in the program rules. After the vulnerability is addressed, the eligible researcher submits a report to the Play Security Reward Program to receive a monetary
Yay!
Reward from Google Play. People can make this into their actual day job.
Yes.
I think people can live on finding faults.
People live on finding faults.
Even when they're not
parang
paid,
yung
no?
ex mo who lives on finding their fault.
Kahit na hindi bayad, no? Yeah. Oy, running pa rin po yung contest natin, ha? The person who can give the best pickup line
no one
involving
wants to.
The word drone. No I'm drone to you, mga ganon. You're drone
Sali
to me.
Sali na nga lang ako dito sa Hacker One na to kasi makakatanggap daw ako ng $1,000 payoff.
Oh, yun. Yung payoff after the vulnerabilities addressed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Up to 1,000, yeah.
So, additional apps are expected to join the program in time, expanding the scope of the bug bounty program further. Alam
Yay.
Mo, the big ones like Facebook and stuff, they have this already in place.
Yeah, may mga sarili na sila kasing
so,
bug bounties.
So, siguro the smaller ones.
Yeah.
Ano bang apps ang lagi mong ginagamit na hindi? Yung uncommon. Ooh. Check ko nga yung phone
ko. I don't know. I'm not really an app person.
What?
Meron akong money tracker. As if I have money to track.
I have Netflix.
I have Netflix.
Oh, someone's calling kasi he's such an important dude. May tumatawag po. O baka may nagpapasa na ng drone.
No.
Joke.
It was someone from work. I'm gonna mute you.
Ay, ginagamit ko rin yung Sketch. Screenshotting.
Ah,
and
okay.
then, para pwede mo siya lagyan ng notes.
Ah, cute.
Yeah, it's Sketch. Yun, so it's nice. And also, Joy.
Teka nga, let's see kung meron akong apps na ano. Meron pa ako na Gmail.
There's a Joy app. The Joy app is for people who want to get married soon. Just organizing invitations. You get to make your own wedding website. I'm not advertising this for them again, but it's fun lang. Instead of a Facebook page or event, you go to the Joy app. It's highly customizable. Pwede ka maglagay ng program mo na fancy schmancy, a gallery, pictures, kung meron kayo mga prenup.
Ginamit niyo ba yan?
Yeah. You didn't know?
I don't know!
Oh my goodness gracious! I have Joy app right here.
Okay.
You can look at the pictures.
Right.
Anyway, yun. So, it would be smart, especially for those na Google Play.
Yeah.
Sa Google Play nag-upload ng app nila
yeah.
to be part of this so that you know
yeah.
na yung app nyo kung safe ba yan or
that
hindi.
That is true. Okay. So, minsan kasi, as, diba, as developers, responsibility din naman namin natin na siguraduhin safe yung apps na ginagawa. Mm. Pero sometimes talaga, may mga hindi ka may iwasan na, ay, may na-miss ka pa, may mamimiss yeah. at mamimiss ka pala. Or minsan may dahil may bagong technology na yung what was nung tinevelop mo ay secure, turns out to be
Ninabutas.
May nabutas.
Oo,
so,
yeah.
Tama lang na may mga ganito.
Just check. Yon.
Kaganapan.
Okay. Actually, nga, sabi ko sa'yo, one of my favorite apps is yun nga, si Joy. Nung yeah. when I was about to get married,
mm-hmm.
the apps for the train
yeah.
in certain countries are so useful. And of course, my Netflix app.
Mm-hmm.
I use this before I sleep to watch a show when I go to the gym.
Yeah.
Nahuli mo ko nun.
Si Jane.
Actually, kasi si Jane. I'm watching Jane right now.
Okay.
But Netflix is dropping a show today.
Yes.
Pero may warning kasi, just ano to, no, before we close. Yung mga bagong TV ngayon.
Ah, okay.
Oo, yung mga bagong TV ngayon, kasi ang Netflix ay internet based content
yeah.
platform, diba? So a lot of TVs right now can connect directly to the internet. A lot of TVs right now even have Netflix pre-installed
yes,
in the television
that
set.
That's true.
Right? So, marami sa atin, ay marami, hindi man marami sa atin, siguro marami na sa mga tao sa Pilipinas ay nakakabili na nung gandong klaseng TV na connect na directly sa internet and they stream a lot of their content. Parang hindi na ganun karami yung may TV.
Yeah.
Like, ang alam ko, marami akong mga young pros young professionals, na yun nga, they don't subscribe to a cable service anymore. They just get a TV and a net connection.
Connect it and a setup box. You're done.
Ang napansin ko lang na bago ngayon sa mga TV na to is yung parang nabubuhay. Nakaparad ka ba ng ganun TV?
Parang nabubuhay.
So, yung image, it doesn't look
like you're watching filmic on a screen. Parang nandun lang sa, parang may window lang, tapos nandun lang sa kabilang side yung pinapanood mo?
Oh, parang,
ganun ka parang, realistic?
Alam mo yung pagkakaiba ng itsura. Alam mo, nakapanood ka na ba ang American soap opera? Versus a film.
Yeah. Mm.
Yung ganun.
Okay.
Yung movement ng tao doon at saka ng images doon versus movement in a film. Di ba magkaiba?
Yeah.
So it has something to do with the frame rates.
Frame rate.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you know about this. Okay.
With the frame rate. So ngayon kasi yung mga bagong TV, they're trying to input something called the smooth motion effect. So this is a TV setting that makes a TV capable of a much higher refresh rate than a lot of the media supports.
Okay.
So for example, magpapalabas ka ng magandang pelikula, no? Ang usual na ano ng film, 24 frames per second. Yun yung, ayun ko, it's nice.
Okay.
It wasn't chosen at random, the 24. It was chosen because it looks good. Right? Pero yung ano nga, yung binagawa ng mga TV na to is it compensates.
Yeah.
Nagdadagdag siya ng frames. Kasi kaya niya. Parang ganon. So, nagiging
it looks cheap.
Yeah. Nagmumuhang cheap.
I remember thinking about this nung, yung Lord of the yung Hobbit.
Oh, yun.
Although, ano nga bang ginamit doon? Iba ba yung ginamit kasi ni Peter Jackson doon eh? Basta parang nung una ko nakita yung sa first scene doon sa mount, sa Dwarf Mountain. Mm-mm. Basta parang soap opera itong pinapanood. iba yung texture nung anime as compared doon sa classic na Lord of the Rings.
Yun. So these are things often shot on a higher frame rate.
Okay.
Smooth motion effect, yun nga, sometimes is known as the soap opera effect.
Okay.
No. So, check nyo na lang yung televisions nyo if you don't like this. Kasi nga, when I was living with my aunt and uncle in Singapore, yun nga, yung mga pelikula, they had Netflix on their TV, pero it looked too alive.
Mm-hmm.
Ang ano dito, parang
so is this something you can turn off?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
So just go to the settings, look for anything that says motion, true motion, smooth motion. Patayin niyo. Kung gusto niyo lang naman, hindi ko alam.
Kung ayaw niyo yung ganung look.
Hindi ko alam if people's perceptions change over time kasi or dahil nasanay yung generation natin to 24 frames per second. Pero sa akin, para talagang merong distance na binibigay pag 24 frames per second. Kasi ngayon nga, pag higher frame rate real life, it's fine. Pang sports, basketball, news, okay, that's okay. Pero yung fiction na pelikula, medyo dapat, alam mo yun, iba yung dating.
Okay.
Pero pag ganyan yung dating niya, mukhang, sabi nga dito, it looks like a bunch of actors on a set.
Yun. Parang kitang-kita mo yung mga dumi-dumi dun sa table.
Basta mga siyang fake.
Ang weird
yun yung dating pag soap opera effect.
Okay.
Sabi nga, di ba sa Jane the Virgin?
Ano
di ba mukhang fake yung mga sets ni Rogelio? Anyway, last break po tayo before our last bits of news. Ang oras po ay 14 minutes bago mag-alas 6 ng gabi. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP o kapisan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Nais niyo bang dalhin ang kalikasan sa syudad?
Bakit hindi natin subukan?
Inihahatid ng DZUP 1602 ang isang programang magpapalapit sa inyo sa kalikasan.
Nature Venture!
Isang oras ng paghatid sa inyo ng mga kwento at kaalaman tungkol sa kalikasan.
Makinig na para sa environment-friendly at nature-loving na pamumuhay.
Nature Venture!
Tuwing Lunes, alauna hanggang alas 2 ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Ang Lovers, parang saksakan at appliances.
Hangga't konektado kayo, patuloy pa ring may spark at pagmamahal. Pero pagdating sa electric bill, hangga't nakasaksak, patuloy ang pagdaloy ng kuryente at ang pagmahal ng bill mo. Kaya ang connection, dapat sa love lang yan.
Tanggalin sa saksak ang appliances na hindi ginagamit. Save money as you save energy. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Talakayan!
At kami po ay nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang.
Kundi kaalamang nilalapit sa bayan.
Apo si Trixie.
And ako naman si Prababot.
You're probably G.
Yes.
Anyway.
Prabag.
Prabag. Prabag. But anyway, yun nga. So, Twitter naman tayo ngayon.
Okay. Usapang mga, Twitter.
Usapang Twitter. May Twitter ka ba, G? Advertise yes. natin. Twitter.com/
at G. G-H-I-E. Follow
niya siya. Follow siya and send your drone.
DM me your...
Your drone. DM me your drones. Parang mali naman yata yun.
DM me your drone.
Pick-up lines. Yeah. Wala ka pa rin naisipan to now. Okay. Aside from I'm grown to you. Ano ka ba?
Yun yung punchline.
Blank-blank ka ba? Bakit? Kasi I'm grown to you.
Yun yung punchline natin. Pero
ano ka ba? Paano ba to? Scenic view ka ba?
Scenic view ka ba? Kung sa I'm drone. Masyadong high concept eh. It can work. Pero in certain situations lang. Kailangan medyo ano natin.
Natural disaster ka ba?
Oh, no. Nalang morbid. So,
ghost project ka ba ng gobyerno?
Ay, pwede. That can work.
Tama, sumagot ka. Ghost project ka ba ng gobyerno?
Bakit?
Because I'm drawn to you. Oh, I wanna date.
Let's do this.
Papasok ko yung date ko to someone else.
Okay.
Kasi lagi naman tayo.
Alright.
Anyway, yon. Nice. So, follow G on Twitter. twitter.com/italakayan and you can also follow italakayan on Twitter twitter.com.
Yung Twitter na ang dami nangyayari.
Italakayan. Actually, kasi ngayon nga, Twitter is also a place where they generate revenue.
Yes.
Facebook generates revenue by how? Ads. People buy ads and then promotion sponsored content. Si Facebook, Twitter, ganyan. Nialabas yon for people to see.
Yes.
Di ba nakita ka ng ganon in your timeline? Ako, nakita rin ako ng ganon in my timeline. So ngayon, Twitter ang pinakaunang social media company, I guess US-based, that really took a stand against what they call yung tampering of their elections. Yeah. Kasi merong belief na that are kind of supported by accounts na Russia was kind of meddling
with the
US election. So Twitter has banned advertising from all accounts owned by Russia Today and Sputnik. So these are like media outlets based on findings by the US intelligence community that both entities attempted to interfere with the US presidential election on behalf of the Russian government. Si Petra.
Russian ba siya?
Hindi, parang si Czech. Anyway, yun. So,
in the Virgin reference.
Oo nga. So, in-announce po ito ng Twitter nung Thursday. And then, yung advertising restriction is effective immediately and may reduce lang naman sila to organic users.
Yes.
Meaning, hindi na pwedeng ma-sponsor yung mga content nila. Kasi they want to protect the integrity of the news nga that you find on Twitter and the integrity of the people using Twitter. Early this year nga, yung US intelligence pinangalanan ang Russian Today and Sputnik as implementers of state-sponsored Russian efforts to interfere with and disrupt the presidential election last year.
Yeah.
Ayaw nila yun.
Yes.
Kasi diba meron nga ditong statement na under federal law, foreign governments and foreign nationals are prohibited from making contributions or spending money to influence a federal, state, or local election. So that is essentially breaking this federal law. Kasi Russia ka eh.
Yeah.
And nag-interfere ka by buying sponsored content and showing it, hashtagging it with relevant hashtags na lumalabas sa timeline ng mga Amerikano.
Yeah.
That could affect the way they vote.
I'm curious kung ano yung mga lumabas na anyways, yung mga I'll search
for Twitter.
anong mga ads yung sinuport nila to?
Do they get to choose? I don't think they get to choose.
Know.
Sila yung ad, 'di ba? They're paying.
Yeah.
then I pay you.
Ah, so sila yung magpa-provide ng content.
They provide blog posts, what not.
Ano kayang mga post? Yung
siguro mga expose ng ganito, ganyan, hindi naman totoo. Okay. Mga expose sa
kalabang, the other candidate.
Oo, kalabang candidate, mga ganun na hindi naman totoo. And yun nga, di ba, we know now na these algorithms tailor fit. Yeah. The search results, they show you based on kung ano yung nagugustuhan mo, what you stay true. On, what you share.
So what you're interested, at the very least, interested in lang. Mm-hmm. So if you're into, nakita niyang if you're into politics recently, then possible na ma-serve ka ng ad na yun.
Yeah.
Kahit na you don't agree necessarily with it. Parang, yes.
Well, yun nga eh. Ang nangyari ang nangyari ngayon is mostly what they show you in these social media black holes are things you do agree with.
Yeah.
Yun yung problema.
So you start living in a bubble ngayon na, so tama naman yung views ko pala.
Oo, kasi
everyone else seems
to
agree with it.
Diba?
I don't see any other, yung kung meron man, some people, random people na I don't care about.
Exactly.
Tayo dyan.
Like for example, ini-imagine ko lang, kung kasi talaga hindi ko maiisip, some of my contacts, I won't name them of course, hindi ko maisip kung saan nila nakukuha yung mga hugot nila na upon parang double checking lang.
Yeah.
Mali. It quotes itself, these
and
articles.
Said, the picture itself, it's so pixelated. It looks edited. Come on.
Basta yun. So yung mga ganun, apparently, yun nga, it is what they see.
Yes.
Paulit-ulit na yun din na nakikita nila. Therefore, they believe na it's true kasi sinishare ng mga, at yun na nakikita nila.
Mama.
The viewpoints of the people who share their the same view that they have. Which is,
you have to open your minds, guys.
Open your minds. I open my mind. Kaya ako, pag nakita ko ng ganun, I engage. Kakausapin ko yung tao directly. Not publicly, messaging.
You don't confront them na parang, ikaw!
Messaging.
Yeah.
Why do you say this, ganyan-ganyan? What are your sort? At least
you try
they
to
realize.
Find, try mong alamin kung saan ba nang gagaling. Baka naman pala, talagang sa kanya, naniniwala siya na, kala ko, alam ko tama ito, pero kailangan lang niyang mapagsabihan na, kuya, ate.
And yun pa nga, because some of these content come from reputable sources, quote-unquote. Gabi nag-ano ako, nag-quote.
Air quotes?
Oo, nag-air quotes ako, sorry. Kasi hindi man siya kita sa radyo. Air quotes. air quote.
Quote-unquote.
Air quote, say air quote. Unquote.
Okay. You just say quote-unquote.
Sorry. Na ano pa. Yun nga, it can come from these sources na akala mo reliable, ganyan. But, hindi mo alam, bayaran din eh. Binabayaran din yung mga ganitong klaseng accounts.
That is true.
Which segues at us to what we call Probabot.
Yup.
So, si Probabot, which is our last item for today.
It's twitter.com/probabot_ Probabot.
So, twitter.com/
Makalimutin
yung slash, right?
Alam na nila yun. What is Probabot?
So, Probabot Quartz just launched a handy Twitter bot known as Probabot to sort so many automated automated stuff from Twitter. No? So, Probabot identifies political tweets and then analyzes them using something called the Botometer.
Yan.
This tool was developed by the Indiana University Network Science Institute and the Center for Complex Networks and Systems Research. Apply ka! Baka pwede kita.
Pa
may scholarship sila. So, yung project na to lets users analyze Twitter accounts with machine learning para makita yung probability kung bot, which means automated yung account or not. So, accounts can also fall under bot assisted, which suggests na pwedeng yun nga, manage sila ng mga taong totoo, pero may automation pa rin na nagaganap. Yun. So, using this Botometer
API.
Ano meaning na API?
Application Programming Interface.
Ayan.
It's a way to use...
Integrate a particular app to
service,
your...
Whatever... programmer using.
App within an app?
Yes.
Tama ba yun?
Yes.
Oo. So, kumari, gusto mo mag-integrate ng Twitter integration in your website.
Magamit ka ng Twitter API.
Ayun. Or Facebook integration. Yung mga, alam nyo, nagbabasa kayong article and then like it from Facebook.
Yeah.
Yung mga ganon.
Yan.
Yun, integration yun. Yung using
mga API na nangyayari behind it.
Oo.
Alright.
So, you can use this API. Probabot scans accounts on potential these are the axis of botliness. Ano yung mga metrics niya? So, si Probabot checks when they tweet. Yung regularity.
Yeah.
So every 4 p.m., every ganyan. And then they also check if the content of the tweets are positive or negative in sentiment.
That's interesting.
Sino yung nakatag? Mm-hmm. Tsaka kung sino yung nasa network nung ano. Yes. Kasi some of these bots, right, they're only followed by 2 people and then they follow like 15,000 people. Yeah. And then some of them tweet with a speed na inhuman.
Yes. Sunod. Mo lang.
Diba? So, ang gumawa po ni Probabot ay si Keith Collins.
Go Keith Collins.
Yeah. It's programmed to avoid false positives through things like avoiding verified users. Kasi, si, for example, I'm sure Britney Spears, does she?
I don't know kung may mga manager yung mga...
Most celebrities, lalo na Hollywood.
Oo,
they have their social media managers. Yeah. Local siguro not so much. But mostly social, pati child stars, mostly managed by something.
Yeah.
So, i-filter out yon kasi baka mapagkamalang bot yun kasi regular din nag-update. Excuse me. And then, yun nga, accounts that are rated above 48 by the botometer are flagged as potential bots while anything over 60 rates as a likely bot.
Yes.
Okay. So, wala tayo masyadong insight at around how widespread the bot problem is. At least sa Ragnarok dati, alam mo kung bot kasi dire-diretso lang siya.
I never played that. Hindi ko alam kung ano.
Yung mga pang-harvest, mga pang-ano.
Makikita mo, iba yung galaw.
Iba yung galaw. Hindi organic yung galaw. Parang Android. May direction lang.
Weird. Nakaprogram siya. Left, turn, right, after 5 steps.
Kaya answer pumatay ng bot eh. Kaya mamamatay na lang sila. Kill, bot killers.
Really?
That's fun.
You should really watch Blade Runner.
Oh, okay. Soon. When it comes out on Netflix. Yun, but yun nga, these platforms really influence political discourse.
Yeah.
Not just there in the US, but here. Sigurado ako, hindi man ako sigurado, sorry. I can make the assumption na a lot of our campaigning last year from all candidates use some form of this. So,
We don't know to how much extent, but...
baka mamaya pang ano lang, pag-advertise lang or pang spread lang ng mensahe nila. Yeah. I'm gonna be in this rally, I'm gonna be ganyan. Okay lang yun, sige. Pero yung to use it to spread fake news at...
That's where we draw the line.
Yes!
Go, Probabot!
Always use these things responsibly. And ang hope rin namin, at least my personal hope is, we're not just gonna be users, we're gonna be... makers.
Okay.
Gawa kayo ng bagong Twitter, bagong Facebook, ganyan. So, tailor fit for Filipino needs. Filipino needs! Okay,
tama.
Again, drone punch, ay punchline, drone pickup line.
Kanyo pa ba ako i-tweet at twitter.com/G at G. J-H-I-E.
So, for your drone joke, your drone pickup line. Anong price mo? Ganyan ng monetary value, $1,000.
Date na nga lang, hindi na monetary. Wala ko pera.
Date. Okay, ang oras na po ay, alas 6, 1 minute past.
Yes.
At bill out na po tayo. Tapos na po tayo sa oras ng talakayan at balitaan o
Taliban.
Dito po sa Italakayan, kung saan ang IT ay nipang esperto lamang.
Kundi kalamang nialapit sa bayan.
Paalam!
Bye!